6 minutes past eight, Shane McElhattan is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Zoran Mandani's election as mayor of New York and the implications of all of Tuesday's election results for the balance of power in the United States give the papers plenty to work on. The Irish Times lead headline goes for the obvious. Keith Duggan telling readers that after the fairy tale in New York, Mamdani starts a new chapter. Marion McKeown in the Irish Examiner says that 9 months ago, fewer than 1% of New Yorkers could identify him. But now his victory is likely to be a bigger challenge for the Democratic leadership in Congress than for Trump and Vance. She says he's the second youngest mayor in the city's history, the first in over 50 years to get 1 million votes, the first South Asian and the first Muslim. The outcome of our own presidential election gets plenty of coverage across the papers, with photographs of President-elect Catherine Connolly being warmly greeted by outgoing President Michael D. Higgins at Oras an Uachtaráin. This despite, says the Times, the famously frosty relationship between the two after falling out in the Galway West constituency. The Independent's inside photograph shows the President-elect arriving at the Oras, striding confidently past a row of busts of former presidents. The implications of the discovery of bird flu at two major turkey farms get contrasting coverage across the front and inside pages. The Irish Daily Star's lead says the discovery of the deadly virus has forced all poultry farms to lock up their birds from Monday, leading to fears of a shortage of turkeys for Christmas. The Irish Independent says the fear is that at least some of the birds on offer will be smaller and lighter this year because they will have to be slaughtered earlier. The Times quotes reassurance from the Department of Agriculture's Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. June Fanning, on this programme yesterday, saying there is no concern about stocks of turkeys. The same paper offers yet more case studies of the constant slippage of delivery targets for major infrastructure. The Times carries a forecast from Ishke Éireann that planning delays for the Greater Dublin Drainage Project, including a second legal challenge, mean it will be, at best, 6 years before it becomes operational. Over the page, the paper's focus is on the misery of East Coast rail commuters, this time from Rathdrum, County Wicklow, with plans for redeploying diesel trains to the line to Dublin now being put off because new electric DART trains will now not be available until at least 2027. The Irish Daily Mail quotes the CEO of the Construction Industry Federation as telling the Oireachtas Committee on the National Development Plan that construction companies are sending 5,000 builders a month abroad to work because of uncertainty in the Irish market. Amid all the good wishes and relief at the return to health of Richard Boyd Barrett, the TD takes the chance to warn across all the papers that one third of the HSE's linear accelerator machines that he credits with saving his life are out of date and 40% of them will need replacing in the next 5 years. The Sun's front page has yet another angle on the story of convicted fraudster Amy McCauley, who faked her own death to avoid appearing in court. The paper says she duped punters into buying a charity CD of her supposedly playing the piano. All proceeds were to go to suicide charity Pieta House, which of course never received a cent, and all the music was stolen from YouTube. The headline reads, "Play it again, sham." Finally, if you want a disease scary story from the animal kingdom, forget about turkeys. The Independent reports that for the first time, rats have been observed snatching bats from mid-air before eating them. Two major bat colonies in Germany were rigged with night vision cameras, and brown rats were filmed hunting and killing bats as they entered and exited the colonies. The report is unflinching in exploring the implications. It means that two of the animal kingdom's most notorious disease vectors are getting horribly close. Bats, it says, are hosts for a wide range of deadly diseases, from coronaviruses to rabies and Ebola, while rats are even more widespread and live in close proximity to us.